Even that. I took my sister by surprise.
I took my sister by surprise and freaked her out.
And just like all humans. She reacted from fear. We're all hardwired for fear. She loves me.
And she loves me.
She doesn't want me to be a weirdo.
And
she doesn't want me to be hurt. And she doesn't want me to be ridiculed. And she wants to understand me. And be my peer. And I pulled the rug out from under her. With no notice whatsoever. And I deeply.
And completely.
Desire to love and accept my sister. Right where she is. I've been on this journey longer. I've read more things. About this stuff. So much different stuff.
Than she has.
She wasn't prepared. For me to say that. And I want to forgive myself for being disappointed in her. For taking it personally. It had nothing to do with me. It only had to do with her love and respect for me and our relationship. She reacted from fear. 20 years ago. I would have too. And I deeply and completely want to love and accept all parts of me.
Even the impatient part.
When I want others to be as far along on this journey as I am. I expand my comfort zone regularly. Most people don't. I expand my comfort zone.
All the time.
I reach now for new information, for new friends, for new support, for new answers. I'm in a different place. And I want to know patience for all those who haven't caught up yet. And I deeply and completely want to love and accept all parts of me. The curious part, the surprising part, all these parts of me. The parts that want to share.
Even when others aren't ready.
I want to be so comfortable being me.
That I never take it personally.
How others react to my experience.
I'm doing the best I can.
I am enough.
There is enough time.
There's enough light. There's enough information.
For all of us to journey together.
When the time is right.
I am enough.
Okay.